Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, 17th of December 2015, your life is hidden with Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ. Brothers and sisters, let's remind ourselves. Today started yesterday night. Did we examine ourselves? Did we go to Jesus? Did we talk to Him? Talk to Him, brothers and sisters. He's your brother, He says. If you obey my commandments, you keep my commandments, you're my friend, you're my brother. And Tamo, He's actually our father, because God and He are one. And therefore we can talk to Him. Talk to Him. He's the husband of our soul. He's everything. He's all in all. Talk to Him. Even if you don't hear, talk to Him. Because by talking to Him, you're not talking to a wall or emptiness. He hears. He hears. Whom His children talk, He hears. The Bible is clear. He hears. And if you know He hears, you have heard your prayers, He has talked to you, and He will do something for you if you are willing to obey Him, because obedience is keeping His commandments, His prescription for us. You are willing to obey what He says, it's because for our protection. Talk to Him. Talk to Him all the time. Brothers and sisters, otherwise somebody else is talking to you. Your heart and mind and the world and all that other things we have talked about, including the familiar spirits. Brothers and sisters, today, power of Christ daily, 17th of December, your life is hidden with Christ. The holiday season is upon us, a lot of festivals and festivities and all that. Now, but we must remember who we are. We are not ordinary people. If you want, you have covenanted with Christ. That means you are now covenanted as part of the bride of Christ. You are not an ordinary person. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are a peculiar people. He calls out aliens. He says, you are aliens on earth. You are sojourners, you are pilgrims, you are passing through. But in the meantime, you are here to be ambassadors, to make peace for men with God. But for you, you have to first taste the goodness of your own Lord first. You have to taste the goodness of Jesus Christ first. If you have not tasted the goodness of Jesus Christ, then how are you going to share this? God is good. First of all, go and do something like the breath of God. There are other segments, so many. Breath of God. Fear, get rid of fear in Jesus Christ's name. You covenant that you want to be pure and holy, chaste virgin bride. Your soul must be a chaste virgin bride unto Christ. You want all that what Christ wants for you. Because when Christ wants that for us, it's good for us. It's fantastic, brothers and sisters. Those of us who have walked longer and in obedience, wanting to obey, not we can obey. Remember, we can't obey because our fallen nature is a terrible nature. But we are willing, He will do for us. That's all He's asking. Willing to forgive all. Willing to love our neighbors, ourselves. Willing to love one another as He has loved us. Willing. That's all, no, brothers and sisters. Many do not know the secret. It is actually a willingness. Even the willingness, you can command your heart and mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to be willing to obey Jesus Christ in everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to be willing to please Jesus Christ, the husband of my soul, in everything. In everything. Why? There's safety in Him only. There's security in Jesus Christ only. No, there is only Jesus Christ has given me the power, so I will use the power. That's willingness. First obey. 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 When you do not know what to do, cast out the evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. It may look silly at first. It may seem like you're talking to the, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of anger, get out. Spirit of lust, get out in the name of Jesus Christ, not to return. I receive the spirit of holiness and self-control in the name of Jesus Christ. When you start talking like this, your heart and mind fallen nature will first think you're a crackpot. You know, you feel uneasy, but continue doing. Why? Because the uneasiness itself is caused by an evil spirit. The uneasiness of what are you doing? Uneasiness. They want to block you from having the power, because spiritual power is words. But words invoking the name of Jesus Christ. So today we are talking about your life is hidden with Christ. What a wonderful statement. Your life is hidden with Christ. Now brothers and sisters, here in Colossians, from the Catholic edition I'm reading, Colossians 3:1-6. Colossians 3:1-6 says, so if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Now let's listen to that again. If you have been raised with Christ, that means we have died to self and raised with Christ. We'll pick up our cross. We don't want to do any more sin. Sin harms us. We have become wise now. We are wised up because of the blood of Jesus Christ and washed us clean. The power of Jesus Christ opened our spiritual eyes to see there is spirit world. There's a spirit world. The devil came to steal, kill and destroy. The world, the ruler of the world is Satan. All that, our spiritual eyes have been opened to see all that. Go back and revise our earlier segments. And then because of that, now we have been raised with Christ because we have decided to follow Christ and He raises us with Him. Seek the things that are above where Christ is. So what are we supposed to seek? The things that are above where Christ is. Now, we are in Christ, Christ is in us. But Christ is in us through the Holy Spirit. Christ Himself is seated at the right hand side of Father God. And we are inside Him in the Spirit. And everything else is under the feet of Jesus Christ. Everything. So we too, everything is under our feet. If we can realize this, then you can use the power of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, and begin to command things. Because everything is under our feet, because we are in Christ. But if you say you are in Christ and do whatever you want to do, then you are actually not in Christ. Christ says, if you continue to practice sin, the word of God says, if you continue to practice sin, do on and on and on without any care, any bother, then you are not really born of the Spirit of God. You are born of the devil, he says. The Bible is clear, born of the devil. So those are practicing sin, they have not believed in their heart. I used to wonder about this, I have told before. How is it that when God convicted me, when I came to Christ, then my life stopped? No, I stopped. I cannot do any of this. It bothered me like crazy. I cannot do anymore. So, I don't know what I want to do so. I don't know what to do. I want to please Him already. I'm just grateful to Him for His sacrifice on the cross. And He gave me power to live life. Peace, peace. The peace of Christ came. So, I couldn't... so much of trouble, brothers and sisters. So much. My heart was breaking. My body is finished. Relationships are finished. My marriage is finished. My children couldn't be fed up with me. Kind of frightened of me. All kinds of things going on. The business is finished. The owings all over the place, health is gone, open wounds are appearing. But then, when He gave me peace, I couldn't sleep for months, like this going on for months, you know, this is going to Momos and this and that. So when I got the peace, then I knew this is God. And I'm so grateful to this God. He had to suffer like that to just come and save me, and He saved me even though I'm a blasphemer, using all kinds of foul language at Him. Oh, He's a wonderful Jesus Christ. Do not forsake Him, brothers and sisters. Do not forsake Him. He will never forsake us. But we are the ones. We are our heart and mind. We follow, we forsake Him. Don't do that. Hang on to Him. Even whatever you have done wrong, go to Him and talk to Him and cry out to Him. And sincerely, you want over, He'll give you the peace. He'll wash you clean because He loves you. So, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand side of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Not on things that are on, set it, you know, set it means like a cement. You pour the concrete already into a hole and it concreted, it is set, you know. That's why Jesus says, the Bible says, when he decided, first He was not going to Jerusalem. Then his brothers, you know, James and all these people, his stepbrothers actually, were saying, what is this? A prophet is not has to go to Jerusalem. He can't be sitting in some small town. You go there. Then he said, you all can do what you want. I have to go what my father says. So it might not time yet. So he didn't go. But after he went in disguise. Later, when he decided to go on the cross, his time has come. He decided to go on the cross, started walking towards Jerusalem, and the Bible says he set his face towards Jerusalem, towards the cross. And he was just going. He's not thinking of anything else. He's so focused. He's so determined. He's steeled himself. Steeled himself means like a S-T-E-E-L. No, steeled. Used like a steel. Steeled himself. And moved on and on and on. But full of determination to get on the cross and get over with this. To save us. But then suddenly he heard this voice. Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. And that blind Bartimaeus screaming, and all the disciples and all the crowd say, shut up, quiet. He's going, the master is going. But Brian Bartimaeus could have been bothered. He's saying, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Brothers and sisters, we call like Bartimaeus, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. He will show mercy, brothers and sisters. Whatever condition in you, whatever addiction is in you, whatever you cannot change, whatever you are suffering, just don't go looking, I want more money and this and that. Change ourselves. When we change inside, when Jesus has changed us inside, things will follow, things will come. Our life will be better. But we just search, you know, oh, I must solve this money, my money problem, I must solve. Jesus solved my money problem, solved this problem. Without examining how did we get into this money problem in the first place, don't examine, no. Just want solve it for me. If he does do that, his mercy, but if you are not grateful to him, the issue will repeat again. The money problem will repeat, the health problem will repeat. Let's say you keep on Coca-Cola, whatever drink you are drinking, aerated drink, sugar drink, on and on a lot every day. And then you got health problems. And then you say, Lord, help me, well, health. And then some mercy comes. And then after you continue your old way back, then it will not change. Therefore, we have to mercy for our change, to present our souls as whole. Our souls are whole in Christ. Brothers and sisters, we want to present our souls as chaste virgin to Christ. So blind Bartimaeus, have mercy on me. He stopped, you know. Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He stopped and said, what do you want? He can see blind Bartimaeus is blind. But he knows, you have to answer, what do you want? What do you want? I want to see. Then let him see. Now, brothers and sisters, I still went. Although he was determined to go on the cross, he stops for blind Bartimaeus. He has compassion. Cry out to him. Now, set your minds on things that are above, not things on the earth. So if you keep on thinking on things on the earth, all these things now, all the festivals, all this revelry and dance and hoopla and all these parties going on, all that is about that thing for you, means then the devil will continue stealing from you your monies, your life, your peace, all that is going. For a while there will be some false peace because you are with people jumping with joy or something and blowing some ribbon or cutting some ribbon or blowing some balloons or whatever you are doing. But that will all be temporary. You still have to live life come 2nd of January 2016. That time you find your credit card is maxed out. Hey, I've been there. So I'm telling you not what something. I've been there, suffered like that. Therefore we all stop this nonsense. The so-called January, actually by strike of midnight on December 31st, boom, my life will change. Auld Lang Syne will sing and we'll have a new day, new year. Oh, fantastic, it's going to be a fantastic new year. Why something struck on 12th of midnight? Something is unsound with us, you know, but we went on doing this. I went on doing this. I mean, the slam club or some club, even sometimes there's a golf club or whatever club, and then be waiting for this 12 o'clock to the one or any after that. On the first and second, still drinking in the clubs. Brothers and sisters, your life is hidden. Now three, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. Put to death, therefore, put to death, all whatever earthly, put to death, brothers and sisters. Put to death, whatever is earthly, put to death, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, which is idolatry. Now what is important is another scripture, Ephesians 5:4 from the Amplified reading. Let there be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse, obscene or vulgar joking, because such things are not appropriate for believers, but instead speak of your thankfulness to God. I'll repeat this, Ephesians 5:4. Let there be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse, obscene or vulgar joking, because such things are not appropriate for believers, but instead speak of your thankfulness to God. Brothers and sisters, it's an important scripture, especially in this holiday season. People sit together after a few drinks and this and that, they talk rubbish. And you know, sometimes they talk rubbish about their wives. They condemn wives. Oh, the wives are like this, right? Yes, you know, they have a lot of jokes about wives. And then they tell about this wife, but God hates this, by the way. You are a covenanted wife. Do not be in company and that talks badly about wives. You move away. You move away. Why? Because you are breaking covenant. And you do not understand how the spirit world is connected, that means. Because you break covenant, you talk about your wife, or you just sit there, I didn't say, I'm just with them only, I couldn't move out. Then fear of man. You fear man, you don't fear God. You love men more and you don't love God, what he's saying. He's telling this for our own sake. And then the devil who watches this will keep trouble for your marriage. Why? You're agreeing or still sitting down there. You're not objecting or you're not moving away. You move away because people do not understand this yet. They're not born of the spirit. They're talking bad about wives. They're always ridiculing wives. Wives, your wife may have all kinds of flaws. So have you. So have you, brother. So have you, sister. So don't kick around with women who talk badly about husbands because your husband may be bad. But so have you. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Move away. No more filthy jokes and vulgar jokes or coarse jokes. No, you are just joking, lah. Then you don't understand the spiritual plane because you are giving the devil a foothold. And the devil knows you are making this kind of statement. He says, now I'll cause trouble for your marriage because I have right over your wife. I have right over your wife. So you must connect things, whatever you are doing in this season or any season for the matter, with the spirit world. You are born of the Spirit of God. You are seated at the right hand of God. Right, you are seated in Christ. You are seated in Christ. You are hidden with Christ, who is seated at the right hand side of God. Everything is under your feet. You want to please Jesus Christ. So every word that comes out of you, Jesus says, the Bible says, you will be held accountable later. He's going to ask you to account. Any word, including me. Including now I'm speaking. That's why sometimes you say, suddenly I'll say, I'll put a note and say, this is mistake, error. Next day I'll say, brothers and sisters, in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us be holy and grateful to God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.